song, a book, and a dish.
On 702.
It's 14 minutes to 6. It's that time of the week. I always look forward to it, where we get to spend some time with someone and you always invariably know them pretty well, but you don't know, for example, what their favorite food is. We use food and memories it stirs up or not, and books that are special, songs that have inspired, to get to know someone from some different angles. My guest today is Nakane. Wonderful music has been created who's produced some wonderful records over the years. Also starred in the movie Inkleba, The Wound, and is about to release a new album. Nakane, welcome, and thanks very much for giving us your time. Before we get into music, books, and food, your new album, Bastard Jargon, is out today. What's different about this album compared to other stuff that you've done in the past? Good afternoon to you.
Hi, thank you for having me. What's different about this album? This album, I think, is much more extroverted than the one before. Which were much more about singing sad ballads. What I wanted to do with this album was to write music that was joyous and that made me want to dance. And I hope that I would perform it live and that it would make people happy.
What was it, a difficult creation? Is it something you labored over, or did some of the songs come nice and quick?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Some songs can come to you in a day. Or you can finish them in a couple of hours and you can't believe what a miracle it is. And some songs you have to labor over them for years. And so you don't take it for granted when you're given those ones that come quickly. But you also know that you should be suspicious of it. You should work hard and just, you know, turn the coin over and over again just to see that you have the best version of each song.
Is it hard to let go of an album and say, okay, this is ready? Because I've heard from artists before, Zonke was chatting to my colleague Clement Magnatella, and she said whenever she hears her music being played from a car parked alongside her in a vehicle, her first thought is, oh no, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I'd done that.
I have those moments sometimes. But normally they're in hindsight, like maybe a year or two afterwards. But I've heard this from a lot of artists, but I particularly don't find it difficult to let go of an album because I think I have ADHD, so which means that although I have attention deficiency, I also have hyperfocus.
Yes.
So when I'm working on a song, I work on it until I just cannot stand it anymore. Which means that it's not difficult. I need to let it go because it's driving me nuts.
And then clear some space.
And then I never listen to it. Exactly. And then I never listen to it until it's released. And then it's released. And then I'm like, you know what, maybe I put too many songs in this album, or maybe I should have done this with my vocal. Yeah. But then on the other hand, that's also part of the process of making anything. It's letting go and also understanding that then you get to make another thing.
Yeah. Some people say a condition of love is the willingness to let things you love go. But can I ask you this then? I mean, you grew up in both Alice and Kaberga, and indeed in Johannesburg. Which place do you call home?
Mm. Oh God, my body.
Okay.
Home has always been a contentious issue. Wherever I am, I try to, I try to sort of create. Well, I call the Eastern Cape my home because that's where I grew up in my formative years. So particularly Kaberga, where I became whatever version of Nakane I am right now, that's where it was created. So Kaberga is really what I call home.
I'm just looking at your family. Your parents were involved in the personnel business. You're the oldest of three siblings. If we talk about food, were family meals a thing, either in that home or wherever else you lived?
Completely. My mother was an incredible cook. My father could not cook, but the one thing he could do was make an incredible omelette. Mm-hmm. And to this day, the one thing I can make is an omelette. I'm really good at it. And I think that's why it's my favorite food. Also because eggs. I know they're bland food and they're not particularly foodie kind of food, but they're good for you and they're delicious and they are and they're versatile.
Yeah.
You know, strangely enough, I actually don't really care that much about food, if I'm being honest with you.
So
I eat to in order to have energy. I eat for energy.
I was going to say, so is food for you mainly fuel, and that you look at it in terms of what have I done in the day? What do I need to do in the day? And do I have anything in the tank?
Exactly. Make the mistake, I enjoy a delicious meal.
Yes.
But my partner, for example, is also a great cook, and he loves, you know, flavors and all of this. But I have a lazy palate. If anything, I feel like cooking just stresses me out. Yep. Too many things happening at the same time, right? And also, it never gets ready as quick as I wanted to get ready. So
yeah.
I just end up, if I'm alone, for example, I just end up steaming vegetables and hardly put any seasoning in. It's terrible. I'm bad at it. Or yeah. I just order stuff online.
Yeah. I mean, to misquote Diana Ross, you can't hurry food. It doesn't like it, and it doesn't turn out well. Take us to primary school, Greenwood Primary in Gqeberha. What kind of kid were you? Were you already getting into being creative, singing, or maybe expressing yourself in other ways?
Oh God, that's where I learned everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went there when I was 7 years old, and I still remember, I say this in almost every interview, that it was the first time I made the decision that I would be a musician,
mm-hmm.
particularly a singer. When I was 7, I was singing Silent Night on the carols evening. And from that moment on, that school was such a great facilitator of those skills that I needed in order to become a musician. They were very encouraging to students, to scholars, in order to play instruments and to be in the choir, to act in the musicals. So I played trombone, piano, steel drums, marimbas, drums, because the school was such an incredible, you know, it was a hotbed of talent. And we had great teachers.
Yeah. It's interesting. It sounds like you grabbed at all sorts of things. And in a sense, you continue to do that. You've written a novel. You've starred in Kleber, I beg your pardon, as we mentioned before, written songs, performed and so on. Was there ever a time when anyone said to you, you know, Nakane, you really do need to concentrate on this or that? I mean, clearly it would have been in vain. But did anyone try and rein you in at all, futile as that might be?
Of course. I mean, but you know what, though, is that I'm always reminded of a moment when I was, you know, I was having a bit of a meltdown as a child because a teacher was being mean to me. And I was one of those kids who was really curious and also kind of audacious. And I asked her, why are you so hard on me?
Yes.
And she said, because I have higher expectations of you.
Yeah.
And that made me work hard, made me work harder. And then also, I don't know, I had a mother who encouraged me in all my pursuits and who made me believe that I could do anything I put my mind on. And I loved all these arts that I've made work in. So I saw no reason why I shouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
And of course, people, I mean, I remember once being in a coffee shop and someone saying to me, who do you think you are to write a novel? You know that you can't be good at more than one thing. To my face.
How did
you know,
that
this
work
is someone
out?
I met like once or twice.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
I told them, I said, turn the F around. Who the hell do you think you are to even talk to me? Don't look at me.
Yeah, and then you wrote the novel. Speaking of novels, by the way, your choice is a 1979 work, the last novel written by James Baldwin, the great American writer. It's called Just Above My Head. I haven't read it, but I must say, in just doing a little background on it, it's something I really ought to. But it's 597 pages long. And some people, when they love a book, they read it twice. So, were you satisfied with just the one? And what made you love the book so much?
No, I've read it plenty of times, and sometimes I don't read the whole thing, and sometimes I read
dip in
areas. Yeah, exactly, because it feeds me. That book was the first book where I saw Black characters who are multifaceted and were just full-blooded and, you know, were so well-rounded in their sexuality and their sense of gender and their sense of their place in the world, you know, in that they were very... They were not begging to be seen as human beings, but they were grabbing it by the horns and saying, either you accept me for who I am as a human being, or you're going to have to get out of the way, but nothing's going to stop me. And that's what I really love about that novel. is that it's brimming with life and danger and sex and pain and joy and all of these things that make us human beings, right? And it's really imperfect. It's not one of the most well structured of James Baldwin's novels,
right?
But it's, for me, it's the one that I find more charming because of its flaws.
Yeah,
you know, it makes me love it even more, because maybe it's not as perfectly constructed as, I don't know, Goethe's On the Mountain or Giovanni's Room.
Yes.
But because of that, it's so much more human and so much more approachable.
So I want to get to your song, and briefly, if you can, because I want to make sure we get as much of Candy Staten in Young Hearts Run Free, a hit in 1976. Why did you choose that? Because, boy, there must have been lots of contenders.
Well, I wanted to choose a song that was influential on this new album that I've just released today, my new album, Busted Jargon. And dance music, basically what I call rhythmic music, was very influential. And Candy Staten has sung some beautiful, sad, but also very danceable music. So that's why I chose it.
Well, it's a wonderful choice, and thank you so much, Nakane. Best of luck with the new album, Candy Staten, Young Hearts Run Free. Nakane joining us on the line here on A Song, A Book, and A Dish.